Shalom. This is Chazan Alberto Mizrahi of the Anshe Emet Synagogue, Chicago. I want to welcome you to the series of 8 programs entitled The Art of the Cantor. Cantor, Chazan in Hebrew, that's me, the one that chants liturgy for the Jewish faith. We focus on the myriad styles and personalities as well as the origins of this sacred art. In the first 3 programs of our 8-part series, we dealt with an overview of the greatest cantors of the 20th century. Today, we deal with the subject operatic cantors and cantors in opera. I am fairly certain that most of the great cantors we're hearing on this program were influenced by operatic music, and many of them perhaps even dreamt of being operatic singers. Being a great cantor was the Jewish equivalent of being today's rock star. Let's begin by listening to the Little Caruso, Abraham Shapiro, who was the cantor in one of the great choral synagogues of the United States, B'nai Abraham of Newark, New Jersey. Abraham Shapiro had an amazing spinto tenor voice. He was born in Vilna, or Vilnius in Lithuania, around 1880, and emigrated to the United States in the years preceding World War I. He actually sang some compromario roles at the Metropolitan Opera at the same time that Caruso was starring there. That was competition. We listen now to an interesting combination of the Kaddish and the Kiddush. This is a live recording of a service that took place in 1947. The Kaddish is a prayer that is recited to delineate sections of the Jewish worship service. It is also used as a prayer of mourning. Sanctified and hallowed be thy great name, O Lord. The Kiddush is mainly a home ritual that's recited before Sabbath and festival meals. Praised are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, whose commandments add holiness to our lives. Praised are you, Lord, who hallows the Sabbath. Here is cantor Abraham Shapiro chanting Max Helfman's Kaddish and Kiddush from the Friday night service.
Amen. Le Masse Verefi.
That was the Kaddish and Kiddush by Max Helfman, as chanted by the magnificent voice of cantor Abraham Shapiro. Were Shapiro to have sung this piece in Italian, could you tell that he was not a major operatic singer? What a voice! Continuing with the theme of the Sabbath prayers, we hear now the prayer for returning the Torah scroll to the Ark. It's called Ki Lekach Tov. Precious teachings do I give you. Never forsake my Torah. It is a tree of life for those who grasp it, and all who uphold it are blessed. Its ways are pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. This is Yosef Schmidt in a rare recording. That was the beautiful lyric voice of Yosef Schmidt in the prayer Ki Lekach Tov, a 1936 recording for the Palestine Broadcasting Company. Yosef Schmidt was born in Romania in 1904. As a child, he sang in the choir of cantor David Moshe Steinberg, whose liturgical compositions made up the staple of Schmidt's Jewish concert repertoire. He sang operetta, he sang opera, he sang songs that were written for him. Schmidt recorded almost exclusively in the German language, yet much of his recorded output is lost to us because the Nazis destroyed many of the originals. We now hear Yosef Schmidt from Act 3, Scene 2 of the opera Manon by Jules Massenet. This is the beautiful, beautiful prayer called Affuie. On the recording, it's listed as Ich bin allein, which in French is Je suis seul. That's the recitative. Yosef Schmidt.
Allein. Gott allein den es
That was the beautiful lyrical voice of Josef Schmidt in Ich bin allein, je suis seul, from the opera Manon. Meanwhile, back in America, the great Jewish tenor, Jan Peerce, whose real name was Jacob Pincus Perlmuth, who was born the same year as Josef Schmidt, grew up in the New York City streets. As a young man, he became an accomplished violin player. But once his voice was discovered, he rose to the heights of the operatic world, in fact becoming Toscanini's favorite tenor. He achieved his first fame through nationwide broadcasts from the Radio City Music Hall and the famous Roxy Theater. During his time at the Metropolitan Opera, Peerce was known as one of the best Ricardos in Ballo in Maschera, the Masked Ball. Let's hear the aria Ma se me forza perderti on an RCA Victor recording with the orchestra conducted by Frieder Weissmann.
Soglia tinse e posa il fil. L'onore ed il dover fra i nostri petti han rotto l'abisso. Ah sì, Renato rivedrà la sua patria e la sua sposa lo seguirà senza un addio. L'immenso oceano separi e toccia il cuore. Cer non lo deggio, ha lo segnato, ha lo segnato il sacrificio.
se me forza perderti per sempre luce mia a te verrà il mio palpito sotto qual ciel tu sia chiusa la tua memoria nell'intimo del cuore chiusa nell'intimo del cuore vorrei appresaggio lo spirito passare che il rivederti annunzia quasi un desio fatale come se fosse l'ultima ora del nostro amore, del nostro amore. Oh, qual presagio passare, come se fosse ora del nostro amore, se fosse l'ultima, del nostro amor.
That was tenor Jan Pierce singing Ma se me forza perderti from Verdi's Ballo in Maschera, The Masked Ball. Let's hear something else. Kol Nidre is actually a legal formula that absolves the congregation from vows that were unfulfilled, but it became one of the best-known prayers in the Jewish world. The unique and ancient mode in which it is chanted immediately draws one into a sense of spirituality. Here is the famous arrangement of Henry Rusato, Kol Nidre, as sung by Jan Pierce.
Vechi noie.
We have just heard the RCA recording of Jan Peerce chanting Kol Nidre. Warner Bass conducts chorus and orchestra. This is The Art of the Cantor, and I am your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. Your comments about this program are welcomed and appreciated. Please email them to cantor@wfmt.com. Perhaps a few years younger, the contemporary of Jan Peerce, Jacob Barkin, served the congregations of Shaare Tzedek in Southfield, Michigan, as well as Addis Israel of Washington, D.C. He was born in Uman, Ukraine in 1912. As a child, he moved with his family to Toronto, Canada, where his father Abraham served the Goel Tzedek Synagogue as cantor. While studying piano at the Eastman School of Music, his glorious voice was discovered. He switched to vocal studies and shortly after graduation took a position as cantor in Philadelphia. We listened to a live recording of a concert he sang at Orchestra Hall Chicago with Hyman Resnick conducting the Halevi Choral Society. I think his voice speaks for itself. This is Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit by Todros Greenberg.
Oh.
That was a rendition of Psalm 30 by Todros Greenberg, a legendary cantor in Chicago himself. The composer Jacques Halévy wrote many operas, but the one that continues to be performed today is La Juive, the Jewess. The most famous aria from that opera is Rachel quand du Seigneur. Let's hear this poignant aria as sung by Jacob Barkin.
C'est moi qui te libérera.
That was the poignant aria Rachel Cant du Seigneur from La Juive, sung by Jacob Barkin, at the piano, Sonia Cass. Both pieces you heard by Jacob Barkin were sung in that same concert. Barkin died only recently. It's an enigma to me that Barkin didn't become more famous than he was. His was truly a glorious voice. Having listened to the cultured, beautiful sound of Jacob Barkin, we now listen to another magnificent voice, Sidney Shikoff, father of the famous contemporary tenor Neil Shikoff. Sidney Shikoff was born in Brooklyn around 1921. He served as a freelance cantor throughout the United States with a six-year stint at the Catskill Mountain Resort, the Concord Hotel, where he chanted High Holy Day services and Passover. We hear a rendition from the Friday evening services, Ahavas Olam, with an everlasting love, have you loved the household of Israel? At the organ, Abraham Elstein.
Oh,
Sidney Shikoff singing Ahavas Olam. Sidney Shikoff died a very premature death at age 45. No program listing operatic cantors can be concluded without perhaps the most famous of them all, Richard Tucker. Richard Tucker was born Reuben Ticker in 1913 in Brooklyn. He died before his time at age 61 in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he was doing a duet concert with Robert Merrill in 1975. Although known as the most successful American operatic tenor of all time, he was also a very fine cantor who served the Brooklyn Jewish Center until his debut at the Met in 1945. His bust sits in a park named after him on Broadway, across the street from Lincoln Center in New York City. He was a leading tenor of the Metropolitan Opera for 30 years, 1945 through 1975, and leaves us a legacy of great recordings and memories to the countless millions who love him. His conductor and composer for much of his Jewish work was Sholem Secunda, who not only worked with Tucker at the Brooklyn Jewish Center in his early years and at the Concord Hotel, where he officiated for the high holidays, but who also wrote prolifically for the Yiddish theater, oratorio, and cantorial compositions. This is Richard Tucker's son, Barry, speaking about his father's true musical passion.
Richard Tucker's first love was cantorial music. That's the bottom line. To be there at a service, whether it was an ordinary Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or Kol Nidre service, or I remember the Passover services, they were just unbelievable experiences. They were great.
That was Barry Tucker, Richard Tucker's son, speaking about his father. This is Yiru Einenu, the Lord is King, the Lord was King, and will reign forever and ever. From the daily evening service, it was obviously tailored for Richard Tucker by his longtime collaborator, Sholem Secunda.
Oh, so may I. so che love scemo mi suo hosco beiemes. Li so che love scemo mi suo hosco beiemes. Bien modo fa le zigno, bien modo le zigno in holla.
We've just heard Richard Tucker chanting Yiru e Nenu by Secunda. One of his most famous operatic roles was that of Canio in I Pagliacci by Leoncavallo. The ending phrase of the aria Vesti la giubba has been adapted to the finales of many a cantorial composition, I can tell you. But here we listen to the original, in true Verismo style, the inimitable Richard Tucker, Vesti la giubba.
Preso dal lirio, non so più quel che dico e quel che faccio, eppure due sforzati.
Oh.
That was the famous aria Vesti la giubba from I Pagliacci, as sung by Richard Tucker. Please join us next time as we delve into the subject, The Cantor in America. The Art of the Cantor was written and hosted by yours truly, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, at the WFMT Radio Network Studios in Chicago. Our show was produced by Beth Schenker and edited and mixed by Beth Schenker and Allison Schein. Barry Sirota is our musical advisor and Allison Schein our series engineer. Additional help from Sydney Gillard, Mary Mazurk, and Paloma Orozco. Series concept, direction, and initial underwriting by Ricardo Rosencrantz for Opus Magica Music, LLC. The production of this series is made possible by a gift in memory of cantor Martin Baum of Chicago. I am Alberto Mizrahi, and this is the WFMT Radio Network. For comments or inquiries about this series, please email us. Our address is CANTOR, that is, cantor@wfmt.com.
We hope you're enjoying The Art of the Cantor. If you have any interest in obtaining a copy of the series, the email address Cantor Mizrahi just mentioned is the place to write. That address is cantor@wfmt.com. That's cantor@wfmt.com.